Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio Show on every evening, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, or 10 or 11, and it's on the button. As much as I can hold it, I do it. And I have spoken about the background of this particular issue today. I'm talking about the parable of the closed door found in Luke 13, 24 to 30. And I have spoken before, this is a politically incorrect show, which we were out for critical thought and honest discernment and intellectual honesty. It's a Christian show where the people we are committed to the creeds of the church, Athanasian and apostles and Nicene Creed, and we adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture. In addition, I have am the author of 10 books, Christian books and legal books. I'm writing more books, as I indicated, on the miracles of the Bible and on the book of Job and on my podcast. I'm putting together 3 books of podcasts, and also I'm proceeding in other directions of what I just mentioned. And I have written a book on the parables, and where I analyze each of the parables found in the Gospels. The parables are very important to me because they represent the mind and thought of Christ. It's his warning. It's his advice about how he predicts things will turn out or should be. And they're very important because they're the words of Christ, and anything Jesus says is of paramount significance. Requires a great deal of thought and reflection. Tonight, I'm talking about the parable of the closed door, found in Luke 13, 24 to 30. I'm going to tell you what it says in the Gospel of Luke. It starts, "Strive to enter by the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the whole householder," he says, "many will try to get in and enter, but through this narrow door. But once the whole householder has risen up and shut the door, you'll be standing outside and knocking at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us.' He will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.'" So he's saying that there's this narrow door to get into heaven, and people are going to try to get in and won't be able to, and that the door will be shut, and you'll be stuck standing outside and knocking at the door, trying to get into heaven. And the saying, "Lord, open to us," he will answer you. Jesus will answer you because of the wickedness of your life and the evil that you represent and do and your lack of righteousness. He will say, "I do not know where you come from." Then you will begin to say, "Well, Lord, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets." But he will say, "I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, you all you workers of iniquity. There you will weep and gnash your teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom, and you yourselves thrust out." So he predicts that people who strive to enter, because of the wickedness of their life, they will be punished to hell, where they will weep and gnash their teeth, where they see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets, and they themselves thrust out. And then he says, it ends, "And men will come from east and west, and from north and south, and sit at the table in the kingdom of God." And then he predicts, more important, men will come to sit at the kingdom of God, but some, are the last, he says, will be first, and some are first who will be last. So he challenges our assumptions about people. I think the meaning of this is clear, but I'd like to give some discussion interpretation of this parable. In this parable, Jesus begins by saying we should strive to enter by the narrow door, meaning the entrance to heaven is not easy to get in. It's narrow. It's exclusive. And it's dependent on a person's righteousness of their life. And as then many will seek to enter, will not be able to get in. He says people who in the world will try to get into heaven will not be able to because of the evil of their lives. He then says that when once the householder has risen up and shut the door, which is Christ, you'll be standing outside and knocking on the door saying, "Lord, open to us." And Jesus will answer to this request, I do not know where you will come from. You will respond, well, Jesus, we ate and drank in your presence and you taught in our streets. The Lord will then tell you, analyzing who you are, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. So he says, too bad. You can't, will doors shut from you. And you will say, open the door, open the door. And Jesus will answer, I do not know where you came from. And you will respond, we know you. You taught in our streets, and the Lord will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me. He analyzes them as evil workers of iniquity. And then Jesus concludes with this terrible, terrible prediction that there you will weep and gnash your teeth in punishment of hell when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets, and you yourselves thrust out. Then he concludes, men will come from all over and sit at the table of the kingdom of God, and some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last. So let's take a look at the multiple meanings of this parable. First of all, it has multiple meanings attached to us. Jesus tells people to enter by the narrow door before the door is shut by the master of the house. What he means is that the door to heaven is not easy to get into. And to get eternal life in heaven, it's a narrow door, because the entrance by the narrow door is difficult. Jesus tells us that here that the way to heaven and eternal life is not easily gained. It is only gained by a few. It's a narrow door that bars most people. And getting into heaven is difficult. And the way to heaven and eternal life is not easily gained, and gained only by a few. And Jesus says the door is shut, and many people are left outside of the gift offered to them in the course of their lives. They haven't lived as righteously and lovingly as they should. For that reason, Jesus says, we will have lost our chance. And the person who is in the house says simply, I do not know where you come from. So Jesus is saying the way to heaven and eternal life is not easily gained. It's a narrow door. And is gained only by a few. And Jesus says that the door is shut and that we are left outside of the gift that is offered to us in the course of our lives. We do not live as righteous and loving persons. For that reason, Jesus says, we will have lost our chance. And the person who is in the house simply says, I do not know where you come from. So the parable goes on with the persons who want to gain entrance into eternal life in heaven. They respond, they ate and drank with the Lord. This response is inadequate. It reflects the intellectual curse and confusion here. They think that by living their lives, eating and drinking in the street is sufficient. Jesus tells them that such a life devoted to self and self-entertainment and pleasures will result in a rejection by God. Jesus says those persons will essentially not only be barred from heaven, but thrust out into some sort of condemnation, where they will cry and gnash their teeth. So Jesus goes on to say that persons who want to gain interest into heaven may respond, having been barred, that we ate and drank with you. And Jesus says this response is inadequate. And they think that by living their lives, eating and drinking is sufficient. Jesus tells them that such a life devoted to self, self-entertainment, and to pleasures will result in a rejection by God. And those persons will essentially not only be barred from heaven, but thrust into some sort of condemnation or the punishment of hell, where they are crying and gnash their teeth. They will see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets, and will know they cannot share in eternal joy and happiness. Jesus reminds us that at the end, many will come and sit at the table of God, but he says many be the last will be first, and the first will be last. As usual, Jesus reminds us that we cannot judge by appearances and station in life. And the heads of companies and nations who are first in the world may be last, and the tax collectors and prostitutes may be first. Jesus sees into the person, not into the exterior. Like an x-ray, he looks at us, and we cannot hide or escape who we really are. So here we have it here. There's a narrow door to get into heaven, and it's very difficult to get in. And Jesus says that the master of the house because of this narrow door, it's difficult to get in, and it's not easily gained. It's gained only by a few. And Jesus says the door is shut, and many are left outside of the gift offered to us as human beings if we don't live our lives as righteous and loving persons. For that reason, Jesus says that we will have lost our chance. So, yes, I think this parable is very significant. It requires great thought, a great deal of thought. There are many strands of thought in it. Jesus says that people, the door, the net, Jesus starts, says initially that the narrow door is narrow to get into heaven, is difficult, and the door is shut by the master of the house to those whose lives are evil and unrighteous. Jesus means here that he's talking about gaining eternal life in heaven. He says the door is narrow, and the entrance by the narrow door is difficult. And the way to heaven is an eternal life. It's not easily gained. It's gained only by a few. It's a narrow way, and the door is shut, and people are left outside of the gift of eternal life if they haven't left their lives as righteous, loving persons. They will have lost their chance, and the person who is in the house says, which is Jesus, says, I do not know where you come from. The parable goes on to sit with the persons who want to gain entrance. They say they ate and drank with the Lord. And Jesus says, this is nonsense. Living and drinking and eating in the street is not sufficient. It's a life devoted to self and to pleasures and will result in a rejection by God. And Jesus says, those persons who do this, who try to enter by the narrow door and are barred, they will be thrust into some sort of condemnation or hell, where they were crying and gnashing their teeth. They will see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets of the kingdom, and know they cannot share in eternal joy. And Jesus reminds us at the end that many will come to sit at the table of God. And he says, ultimately, in many ways, in this situation, the first may be last, and the last may be first. What Jesus means here, we cannot judge by appearances and station in life. And he says that as sinners and tax collectors, and prostitutes, who is criticized from they could be first. Those people, these sinners and tax collectors and prostitutes, with whom he was criticized for spending time and socializes, could be first, and the heads of companies and nations may be last. Jesus reminds us of the criteria for his judgment sees into the true person and does not look at the exterior. Jesus reminds us that what God sees and fathoms about people is like an x-ray, which we cannot escape who we have done. I think this is an interesting parable. It's fascinating. I suggest you read chapter 32 of my book on the parables, on my analysis of the parable of the closed door. And look at this parable in Luke 13, 24 to 30. Very significant. Read it twice. Read it three times so you can fathom what Christ is saying about how getting into heaven, which is not easy and is shut to many people who think their lives were righteous and good, and they were actually evil. I think these are very, very profound sayings in here, where he says the last will be first, and the first will be last, and the statement that these evil people who try to get into heaven, they will be thrust into condemnation and thrust out of heaven. I hope you've enjoyed my little talk on this, and read this chapter 32 of my book, The Parable of the Closed Door. Please, thank you.